Today's new jobs report finds that the U.S. actually added 2.5 million jobs in May. At the Rose Garden this morning, President Trump praised the economy.
Today is probably, if you think of it, the greatest comeback in American history. But it's not going to stop here. It's going to keep going.
The president is now pushing for all states to reopen. And even though the unemployment rate dropped to just over 13% last month, there's still more than 37 million people claiming unemployment benefits. NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now. And Scott, this report actually stunned many economists. The president, of course, sees this as a turning point. Could it actually be one?
It's certainly a turning point. We've gone from losing jobs for a couple of months to now gaining jobs in May. So that is a turning point. But it's important to keep some perspective here. In March and April, the country lost more than 22 million jobs. In May, we regained about 11% of those. That's absolutely better than losing more, but we're still in a pretty deep hole here. That unemployment rate of 13.3%, that's still well above the worst rate we saw at any time during the Great Recession after the financial collapse.
Let's talk a little bit about what happened in May to bring about these numbers.
Yeah, I think what happened is businesses around the country began reopening, and that happened faster than I think forecasters were expecting. The real surprise here is not that the economy started adding jobs again. I think most people expected that to happen in June. It just happened a month earlier than most of the economists had been expecting. We knew the pace of pandemic layoffs had been slowing in recent weeks, and we had been looking at all the sort of weekly data for any sign of jobs actually being added. We hadn't really seen that signal yet in things like the weekly unemployment claims or the number of people who are continuing to collect unemployment. Bear in mind that even with this positive news about May jobs, more than 37 million people are either collecting unemployment or in the line for it.
We should stress that, as you mentioned, there are still millions of people out of work, as you said. What industries, though, are we actually seeing a comeback?
A lot of the ones that were hardest hit when we voluntarily locked down the economy in a sort of desperate bid to slow the spread of the pandemic, that is bars and restaurants, retail stores, also construction, manufacturing, and healthcare, which is usually pretty recession-proof, but even healthcare lost jobs in April as a lot of doctors and dentists closed their offices for anything but emergencies. So those have all seen a comeback, although the gains have not by any means erased the job losses that we saw in March and April. There are other industries that continue to lose jobs. Air travel lost another 50,000 jobs in May on top of the jobs that were lost in April. And importantly, state and local government lost more than 500,000 jobs in May. That's on top of nearly 1 million jobs that local governments lost in April. That's a sign that there's kind of a delayed effect on local government budgets as the rest of the economy turns south. And unless the federal government comes through with some help for state and local governments, we could see more job losses there going forward.
This morning, the president waved off questions from journalists about the unemployment figures for Black and Asian Americans today. What do these numbers tell us about unemployment in these communities of color?
Well, certainly African Americans and Latinos in particular still face a challenging job picture. Their unemployment rates were higher than the national average before the pandemic, and they're higher now as well. The jobless rate for African Americans actually ticked up a little bit in May, even as the overall number was coming down. Now, that could be some statistical noise. The unemployment rate among African Americans bounces around a little bit just with some sampling error. But we do know that a great number of African Americans who are still working are holding those kind of frontline essential jobs that also put them at greater risk of infection. So that's another thing to keep in mind. We did see a drop last month in Latino unemployment. Latinos are concentrated in some of the industries that did make a partial recovery, like food service and construction. But again, the jobless rate for Latinos is above that for both African-Americans and whites. All this is just a sign of the kind of structural inequality that has been persistent in this country and which sadly is sort of fueling some of the demonstration that we're seeing around the country.
That's NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley. As always, thank you.
My pleasure.